I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. High blood pressure and diabetes are two common chronic health conditions for people in South Carolina. To talk about the importance of managing these chronic health problems during the pandemic is Dr. Andrea Loftley. She's an assistant professor of medicine and an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loftley, why is it so important to get your blood pressure under control and also manage diabetes, especially right now during the pandemic?
You know, roughly half of all adults in this country have high blood pressure, and about 34 million Americans have diabetes. So good blood pressure and diabetes control have really always been important, but now it's incredibly important to control both of these conditions during this COVID-19 era. Early findings are now showing that individuals with diabetes and high blood pressure have an increased risk of experiencing severe complications as a result of the COVID-19 infection, regardless of age. So poor control of these conditions just increases the risks and severity of complications.
Are you concerned that some people might be missing medical appointments or falling behind on managing these chronic conditions simply because they're worried about COVID-19 in the community?
Certainly, the pandemic has people a little more reluctant to seek medical care in the traditional settings. So we have really had to, on a large scale, change the way we deliver medicine. So most all medical facilities and practices are offering virtual care by way of telephone and or video visits to help reduce coronavirus exposure. And for those in need of in-person visits, every precaution is being taken to reduce the risks of exposure. So those are big parts of the solution and can help ensure those with chronic conditions do not get left behind.
Let's talk about blood pressure first. What can people do to monitor their blood pressure and work with their provider if there's a trend of increased blood pressure?
Self-monitored blood pressure at home is recommended, and documenting these blood pressure readings and working closely with your provider who's managing your blood pressure is especially important if you're noticing a trend up in your readings or if you have underlying heart disease.
And can the provider actually tweak medicine based on that self-reporting?
Absolutely. So it's incredibly important to be checking your blood pressure readings at home with a device that you've either purchased or with a device that has been provided to you by your healthcare team.
What steps need to be taken by people who have been diagnosed with diabetes as far as managing their disease right now?
I am counseling all of my patients based on the CDC's most updated recommendations. So firstly, taking your diabetes medications as prescribed is very important. The second thing is checking the blood sugars and keeping track of the results. It's important to do this as directed by your healthcare provider, making sure you have at least a 30-day supply of diabetes medications, including your insulins, and notifying your healthcare provider of any concerns about your blood sugars or overall health. And for those who may not have a healthcare provider, it is totally appropriate to contact your nearest community health center or health department for assistance.
Dr. Loftley, thanks for providing information about managing chronic health conditions during the pandemic.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.